Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. SEPTA is postponing a second round of fare increases and ending talk of service cuts now that Governor Josh Shapiro has delivered stopgap funding. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the story.
Governor Shapiro is flexing $153 million in federal highway funds over to SEPTA, wiping out its budget deficit this year. Speaking at the Frankfort Transportation Center bus depot, SEPTA board chair Ken Lawrence said this postpones a more than 20% fare increase planned for January, coupled with deep service cuts later in the year.
SEPTA has been in the water for 2 years now, and we were going under. And today, Governor Shapiro has thrown us a lifeline.
The governor said the move gives him a chance to negotiate stable state mass transit funding with the Democratic House and Republican Senate.
I want to step up and create a bridge.
State Senate President pro tempore Republican Kim Ward said the governor's action addresses a crisis of his own making. The teenager, who was a week from turning 18 when he shot and killed a man during a robbery in Norristown, will spend at least a half century behind bars. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
18-year-old Damon Brantley is sentenced to 50 to 100 years in prison for shooting 35-year-old William Carter in the head during a robbery at Wooden Powell Streets in Norristown on January 20th. Brantley was convicted of first-degree murder but cannot get a mandatory life sentence because he was a juvenile 7 days from turning 18 at the time of the murder. Prosecutor Megan Carney calls the robbery and shooting an ambush and execution.
This was a clear shot to the head. This wasn't to disarm the victim. This wasn't to stop him from fleeing. His intent was clear, and it was to kill Will Carter.
Brantley's lawyer, Evan Kelly, says his client was under the influence of the older men.
He's a good kid who got involved in a horrible situation. My heart goes out to the family.
Two other men involved in the robbery were convicted of second-degree murder and have been sentenced to life in prison. Atlantic City has hired 10 people experiencing homelessness to work for the Department of Public Works for a 10-week program paid for with the city's opioid settlement money. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
For Jason McCracken, this is an opportunity to work as hard as he can and get his life back on track.
I'm going to use this to clean up the streets of Atlantic City, clean up my life.
McCracken says he plans to save as much money as possible from the $75 a day he earns and hopefully save enough to get his own apartment.
I'm going to utilize every day, put forth the best effort to turning this into a full-time position, hopefully in the near future.
Atlantic City Health and Human Services Director Jared Barnes says this also gives his team a chance to help those individuals as best they can.
While they're in this program, we're also providing case management for them as well, seeing if we can get them into some type of permanent shelter.
The program is 5 hours a day, 3 days a week. After the 10 weeks, officials say they will strongly consider hiring the workers full-time. City officials welcomed runners to the 31st Philadelphia Marathon weekend today, cutting the ribbon on the expo at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports participation this year is setting a record.
There are actually three races this weekend. The marathon on Sunday is the main event, but there's a half marathon and an 8K on Saturday.
There's something for everyone, we tell people.
Race director Kathleen Titus says all three races sold out, meaning 37,000 people will be running through the streets.
We have 37 countries represented. So it's not just a domestic race, it's a global race that's out there. And we're one of the top 10 marathons in the United States. We're the eighth largest. So, you know, it's definitely something that's growing.
23-year-old Kristen Angel will be running her first marathon, but she's familiar with the race.
My dad's run this race for many years in the past, and I wanted to join him this year. I thought it was a great goal to set and a big achievement.
There's also a kids' fun run this year after the marathon. That's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.